Your breath hitches. Oh, fuck. You force your feet to keep moving, even as your pulse kicks up, heat creeping under your skin. He straightens, pushes off the fence, and for a second, you're 19 again, walking into a party and catching him watching you from across the room, that slow, knowing smirk tugging at his lips. But this is now, it's not then. And now, there is a decade of history between you. Good, bad, messy. Not to mention a kid who's currently sprinting toward you both, soccer ball tucked under his arm, his face lit up like a damn Christmas tree.
Mom!
Your son Trevor crashes into you, nearly knocking you off balance. You steady yourself with a hand on his shoulder, laughing despite the knot in your chest.
Did you see? I scored twice! Coach says I'm getting better at my weak foot.
That's amazing, buddy, you say, ruffling his hair.
I'm so proud of you.
Your eyes flick up, and Derek's still there, closer now, his hands shoved in his pockets. Trevor follows your gaze and grins.
Dad came to watch!
Dad. The word lands like a punch to the gut. You swallow hard, forcing a smile.
Yeah, I see that.
Derek clears his throat, his voice rough when he speaks.
Hey, champ. Good game.
He ruffles Trevor's hair the same way you just did, and the familiarity of it, his hands, your son, makes your chest ache. Then his gaze slides to you, and something dark and hungry flickers in his eyes before he schools his expression.
Hey, Mel.
Mel. Not Melissa, not Babe, just Mel. Like he's trying to keep it neutral. Like he's not remembering the way you used to moan his name when he had you pinned to the mattress, his cock buried so deep you could barely breathe. You cross your arms, suddenly hyper-aware of the way your nipples tightened under your thin blouse, the way your skin feels too warm now, too sensitive.
Derek, didn't expect to see you here.
His mouth quirks.
Ah, figured I'd catch the end of practice. Been a while since I saw him play.
There is an edge to his voice. Something unreadable. And you wonder if he's thinking about the last time you were this close. The night you signed the divorce papers. The way he kissed your forehead like it was the last time he'd ever touch you.